Start your day, the Torah, Rabbi Nochum Aronson.
Good morning. Morning. I should really start with a Milta B'Chusa, but I'm not sure whether I've got enough time to do that. So if there's time after, I'll do it at the end. But I want to discuss with you a certain inyan on this week's Sedra. I've got a very, very good friend in London who I learn Chavrusa with once a week. A very intelligent, thinking person, young man. And he asked me recently something. He says, what is Pshat exactly that Pinchas is Eliyahu? Chazal tell us Pinchas is Eliyahu. What does it mean? What's behind it? What's the reason of it? And it, you know, there are certain things which we take for granted when we grow up and we never think about it. What is Pshat? Why is that so? So I started looking into it. So man, I'm very grateful to him for asking that question. At least I've got something to say today. This idea, yeah, that Pinchas and Eliyahu Novi is the same person is something which universally, I think, is accepted as a fact. And indeed, it is mentioned several times in Chazal. Just to give you a few examples, that quite a few places have brought down the shame, the Zohar, but that I won't tell you. But there's a Yalkut Shmoni right at the beginning of this week's Seder of Parshas Pinchas, which says explicitly, Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Pinchas hu Eliyahu. Well, you can't go wrong with that one. Pinchas Eliyahu. This is a Gemara Bob Metzia, Kufiu Dalet Amad Aleph, where the Gemara says, Ashkechei Rabba Ba'avu al Eliyahu, as Rabbi Baravu came across Eliyahu, the call of the Beis HaKvaras Shaloyv Dekachovim. And he met him also on the Beis HaKvaras, the Goyish Beis HaKvaras. Omale, Lav Koyein Humar. How can you be on the Beis HaKvaras? Aren't you a Koyein? Says Rashi, why should he be a Koyein? The Ikel Amanda Omar, the Eliyahu who Pinchas. Because this is opinion that Eliyahu is Pinchas. As it says in the Apostle, Kanoi Kinosi. Begin by Pinchas, by Kanoi is Kinosi. Both by Eliyahu, we'll come back to that in Mirza Shem. Both by Eliyahu and Novi and by Pinchas, this is expression of Kanoi is Kinosi. He's a Kanoi. So he asked the Kasha, my time a Koi Marbe Beis HaKvaras, how can you be on the Beis HaKvaras? And Eliyahu and Novi didn't deny being a Koi. And he says, Omale, love Misna Bar Taharis, didn't you learn Taharis? The Sanya Rab Shur Ba Yechai Oime, Kevreim Shaloif, the Kachovim Eine Metamin. He told him, I can go to Beis HaKvaras because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai told us that the non-Jewish Beis HaKvaras cannot be metame a Kohen, so that's why I can be here. But he agreed that he was a Kohen according to this. There is a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar in Pirkei Mem Zayin where it says, Heisiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmoy Shel Pinchas K'Shmoy Shel Eliyahu Mitoy Shvei Gilad. Kadosh Baruch Hu changed the name of Pinchas into the name of Eliyahu. And one more example, Tzagim Yonason, here on the words Lachain Emmer Hinani Noisin Loyes Berisi Sholaim. I'm giving Pinchas Berisi Sholaim. So the Targum Yonason says, Emar Le Min Shavua Shemi, say my name, Ho Anog Gzarle Yaskayom Shalem. I am going to be decree on him this covenant of peace. Vabdine Malach Kayom. I'll make him an angel who will live forever. V'yichle alma, the mevasser geulosa besoiv yumayo. To be mevasser the geula at the end of days in Mitzvah Bekorev. So the Targum Yonason says quite clearly that this that is part of the Brisi Sholem, that Eliyahu Novi, the Pinchas is Eliyahu. And there's a Barbanel in the Melochim Aleph, Perik Yuzayin, who explains what made Chazal think that Pinchas and Eliyahu are the same person. So he brings, haven't got time to go through all the words here. He says that, the Abamnel says that Kodesh Baruch was told Pinchas, I'm giving you as Berisi Sholoim. And the Novi Malachi says, HaSholoim hu yuvan ala chayim aruchim. From the Pasuk in Malachi it's clear that Sholoim has got to do with long life. Because it says, Berisi hoisoy chayim vehasholoim. So chayim vehasholoim, Sholoim and chayim is the same thing. And he says, we indeed find Pinchas being around for a long, long time. He was the Koyein, be made Pilegesh Begivor. He was in the time for David HaMelech. In Divrei Yomim, we find Pinchas ben Elazar, Nogid Hoyo Aleim Lefonim. We find the Pasuk in Melochim, where the list of Koyhanim Gedoylem are mentioned. And Pinchas ben Elazar is mentioned there, in Melochim, in Divrei Yomim Aleph, Perites. You look it up, I looked it up, it's there. Yeah. And you look so surprised. Eliyahu, you mean? Eli Kremers was not necessarily also, because he wasn't the Kohen God all the time. He was a Kohen, but he was Kohen God Pinchas. Yeah, right. I hear. And he says, there's even those who says the Malach, which came to Gidoin and Yiftach, was Eliyahu. And he says, perhaps that's why Eliyahu, at a certain moment, Eliyahu knew his life in Pelochim, when he ran away from Izebel, at a certain moment he came to the desert, he ran away from Izebel after the Maaseh van Har HaKarmel, and he ran off and he sat down in the desert, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Ato Hashem, it's enough now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Hafs Nafshi Mimeni, please take my soul away, Ki Loi Toif Anoichi Mi Avo Yisai, I'm not better than my forefathers. Says Abamnel, meaning to say, says, I've lived so long, please, I can't cope with it any longer. So he lived a very, very long time. He says another, we find that he was, Vezek Yachri, Ken Yomim Rabin Bom, Michtav Melio, El Yehoiram Ben Yehoshaphat. There's a pasuk in Melachim where a letter came to Yehoiram Ben Yehoshaphat, written by Eliyahu Novi, but according to the, Eliyahu Novi had gone up to Shemaim already at that stage. Yeah. This is not a letter which Eliyahu wrote earlier. He brings a riot to that. Can't bring it, I have not the time for that. And says to Ababanel, it's clear for several reasons that this letter which Eliyahu Novi wrote to Yoram was written at the time. He was still alive. Ulefi shemotzu ha'oirech haniflo mehachaim lepinchas uliyohu kamkein, says Ababanel, seeing that both Pinchas is mentioned as someone who lived a long time, and Eliyahu also, metzirom b'shneim nesiyas ruach Hashem, therefore, and the kino, so that's why Chazal decided that Pinchas is Eliyahu. On the other hand, there are also opinions who clearly argue with this concept and hold that Pinchas is not Eliyahu. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra, Tonu Rabbonon, Shiva Kiplo is Kol Olam Kuloi. There's from seven people, say Chazal, from Adam Rishon till today. There's seven people in between. Who are they? Mishushelach Roho Adam. Adam from his ninth generation, Mishushelach, eight generations, Mishushelach. Shem Ro Mishushelach. Shem knew his great-grandfather, Mr. Shelach. Yaakov Roh is Shem, is Yaakov. Amram Roh is Yaakov. Achio HaShiloini Roh is Amram. Achio HaShiloini was the Rebbe of Eliyahu Novi. He still knew Amram because Chazal tells us he was born in Mitzrayim. And Eliyahu Roh is Achio HaShiloini. And seeing that Eliyahu Novi was a Talmid of Achio HaShiloini, Adayim Kayim, he's still alive. So Chazal tells us there's this chain of seven people from Adam Rishon till today. Says the Rashbam there in Bava Basra, Hai Tana Loi Svir Le Eliyahu Ze Pinchas. This Tana clearly does not agree that Pinchas is Eliyahu. Dem Isa, because if so, Leime Moshe Ro Amram, U Pinchas Ro Moshe, since Pinchas knew Moshe Rabbeinu, it could have gone from Amram to Pinchas, Vadaim Hukaim, who is Eliyahu Novi. Why do you have to go via Achia Shiloini, seeing that is Pinchas and Eliyahu is the same person, so Eliyahu knew Moshe Rabbeinu, etc. backwards. And Tosis goes even further. Tosis there says, again, Haitana Sobat Eliyahu Lav Ava Pinchas, Div Ava Pinchas, he says, you don't need seven, you can have six people. The Botzim is Shiva Hava Motzelish Kuche. The Yoir Ro'o Yaakov for Ro'o Pinchas. There was Yoir. Yoir knew Yaakov Avinu. And he also knew Pinchas, so you got Pinchas Eliyahu. So you can do with six people, you don't have to go to seven. So clearly, Seder Rishonim, that Gemara does not agree that Pinchas is Eliyahu. There's another Gemara in Soita, which discusses how the Aroinoi Shel Yosef, how the Oran Shel Yosef miraculously floated to the top of the water, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted it. So the Gemara says, Al Tetama Ha'eich Barzel Tzav. The Gemara says, don't ask me a question, don't wonder, how could it be that this heavy oran would float to the top? It says, because we find the same by Elisha, where Kodesh Baruch Hu performed a nest, and the metal blade of an axe floated to the top. Yeah, there was one of the nisim which Kodesh Baruch Hu performed through Elisha, is that they were chopping trees down to build a yeshiva, and one of the axes broke, and the blade fell into the water, and interesting, this Talmid shouted out to Elisha, "Oh, Rabbi, well, who shole? This is a borrowed axe. Once something is borrowed, you've got to be more careful. Would be mine one thing, but it's borrowed. I've got to give it back." So Elisha threw a piece of wood to the size of the handle into the water, and the blade, or perhaps even the blade and the handle together, as one of the Rishonim learns, came to the top. So the Gemara says, you can see that metal can come to the top. The Eliyahu Talmid Shel Moshe. And Eliyahu was a Talmid of Moshe. So if already he was a Talmid of Moshe, if metal can go to the top, definitely Moshe himself can bring the Oren to the top. Says Rashi, why was Pim Eliyahu a Talmid of Moshe? Elisha was Talmid of Eliyahu, and Eliyahu was Talmid of Moshe. Why was Eliyahu a Talmid of Moshe? Loi shelomad bepiv, says Rashi. He didn't learn from him. They never met each other. Ela teirosu shel Moshe limdo Eliyahu. Eliyahu, no, he was a Talmid from Moshe Rabbeinu, to the effect that he learned teiros Moshe. So this is clearly, he also clearly held that Eliyahu is not Pinchas. Pinchas was a Talmid of Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's a Gemara in Megillah, Rashi's opinion in Rashi in Megillah, where he brings down the Baal Hilchus Gedolos. The Gemara says, Tonu Rabbonon Arboim Ushmoine Nevi'im. There were 48 Nevi'im, Veshava Nevi'ois, Nisnabulam Liyisrael. Klal Yisrael had altogether 48 Nevi'im. And Rashi goes through the names. And there Rashi reckons Pinchas and Eliyahu as two different people. So clearly again, otherwise you won't, that's how Rashi comes to the number 48. So it's quite clear that according to those opinions, Pinchas is not Eliyahu. But it's machloek. And then say, generally, we say that Pinchas is Eliyahu. Now the connection, as the Babanel already mentioned, the connection between Pinchas and Eliyahu is quite poshut. Both were great kanoim, and by both Tzaki uses the expression kanois. And in fact, when we find in Melachim, that's Melachim Alefberg, Yutes, at Har Sinai, when Eliyahu reached Har Sinai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the Malach HaPo Eliyahu, what do you do here? He says, Kanoi Kunisi. He used a double expression. I was extremely zealous. So the Zohar apparently writes, what's pshat in this double expression, Kanoi Kunisi? Says, I was already a Kanoi in Shittim, and I'm still a Kanoi now over here. So the Zohar tightly holds it. It's the same person. Now, by the way, really, Kanoi is... could be a good point. Yeah, it's the right thing to do. Someone who really cares about, for example, Shabbos, should be extremely pained by seeing Nebuchadnezzar driving on Shabbos. And they should feel like cry out and protest it. So some people say that. I know I'm very tolerant. I accept people. They're different people. You can't help it. They're very tolerant. So Rabbi Victor Nevinson asked, would you be as tolerant and calm if that person would drive his car into your dining room? If he would drive his car into your dining room, would you stay as tolerant and as calm? Obviously not. Shabbos. Someone drives on Shabbos, never. You should be as calm and tolerant. We're not saying you should be start throwing stones, chas v'shalom. But if you really care about Shabbos, you would stick up for it. So yes, kanois, at some extent, is important and is the right thing to do. On the other hand, kanois can go awfully wrong as well. Rav Aaron Rotter, in the Shari Aaron, in his Mamorim, he's got a Sefer Mamorim from articles which he printed in the Aguda papers over the years. He brings there a Maise which he heard from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish told him the following. He says, when the Chofetz Chaim planned to move to Eretz Yisrael, yes, we all know, Chofetz Chaim intended to move to Eretz Yisrael, they had already a Dira for him ready in Petach Tikva for him, and at the end, so he was, that was the plan. And everybody is talking about the Chofetz Chaim is arriving. So there was that Talmid Chochem, the Sfadish Talmid Chochem, Rav Alfandria. And Rav Alfandria said, Hu lo yagia, he's not going to come. So he said, oh yes, he's going to come. All the plans are ready. He's got his passport. Everything is ready. Hu lo yagia, he won't come. So as we all know, at the end, the Chofetz Chaim never came. So they asked Rav Alfandria, how did you know? He said, are you Novi? He says, no, not a Novi. He says, I understood. He says, why? It says, at this time, as the machlokes goes on in Klal Yisrael, between Yosef Chaim Zonneveld on the one hand, and Rav Kook on the other hand. And I knew the Chofetz Chaim will come to Eretz Yisrael. He'll see that machlokes, and he'll be so hurt by it, he'll say, that's what I wrote my sforim out, of Sholem and Lashon Hara. He says, I'm going to make Sholem between those two. Although members do a b'sholem each other, but I want to sort out this problem. He says, Rav Chofetz Chaim will go to Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld and discuss it with him. And then he'll go to the house of Rav Kook to discuss it with him. He says, the moment the Chofetz Chaim would go to Rav Kook's house, I know the Kanoim would come and take the Mishnah Berurah and throw it in a fire. I knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't allow that to happen. That's why I knew he wouldn't come. Right? So, there's a great sakana. Kanois can go wrong, you can do terrible things. So what does it depend on? So I saw once, and I tried to find it back this week, I couldn't find it back so quickly. There's a sefer written by Rabbi Zion Yadler. Rabbi Zion Yadler was a maggid in Jerusalem of old, the time from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. This can I think even still. And he was a great kanoi, and he used to go around the whole of Eretz Yisrael at that time and shout against Chilul Shabbos and all the other Nebuch, Chinuch and other things which was there. So he writes there that he once great God received the biggest musa he ever received himself. So the biggest musa he himself was that a friend of him said to him, you know, your kanois and your protests may only be as strong as your ahavas Yisrael for those very people you protest against. That has to be the measuring stick. Your kanois must be only as strong on the same level as your ahavas Yisrael for those people. Not a word more. And he wrote it, that was the greatest musa he received. Yeah. So we have to recognize that this kanois of Pinchas and Elio stemmed totally from the Ahavas Yisrael and the Ahavas Hashem, as the Pasuk says quite clearly by Pinchas, Asher kine le'eloi kof. His kanois was purely le'eloi kof, because of his Ahavas Hashem and his Ahavas Yisrael. That's why both Pinchas and Elio, whether it was the same person or not, that kanois came from based on that Ahavas Yisrael and Ahavas Hashem. The Sfono, beginning of this week's Sedle, writes that the Mekor, which is similar to the Abamanel really, the Mekor for the fact that Eliyahu lived that long, where did that long life by Pinchas, let's say, Pinchas, where did that long life of Pinchas come from? Says the Pasuk says, Hineni noisin lo yes berisi sholoim, says the Sifono, sholoim mimalach hamoves. The peace, the berisi sholoim was, he was spared from the malach hamoves. V'zeh omnam niskayim bePinchas, says the Sifon, and this took place by Pinchas, sheherich yomim har bimoit, just like the Abamanel said, because Sharon Shadur, he lived much longer than anybody else of that generation. The Kol Shekein LeDivra HaOim Elio is a Pinchas who adain chai v'kayom. So Kol Shekein Sifono, if it is Elio, is Pinchas, then he's still alive, he's still around. So that is the Brisi Sholim. So I've got at home a sefer called Uri V'Yishi by a contemporary Talmid Chochem in Yerushalayim, a young writer, I can't forget his first name. He writes, he suggests one of the reasons why possibly Pinchas should be rewarded dafka with eternal life. Why that bracha? Why not something else? Well, he became a kohen. But what's pshat of this eternal life? So he said, Poshet you can say, is because his action saved the lives of the Bnei Yisrael. Bemes the Rabbeinu Bachya says, not the same. Says, he saved, through his meister, he stopped the magefa, and he saved the lives of all the Yidden. Loi chizlisi is Bnei Yisrael. So he says, that means that basically, Pinchas now owed the lives of all those people. They were owned by him. He saved the lives, so now he, in his power, he was the owner of all the lives of all the Yidden who he saved, not just of that generation, but their children and grandchildren and great children as well. So he's got all the lives of all those people within him. If a person saves sheep or item from a bear or a lion where the owner definitely will give up hope, there's no chance of him getting it back, and this person managed to get it back, Harei Shaloi, belongs to him. So here, he saved all those Yidden from Gefa, so that their lives are now, belongs now to Eliyahu HaNavi, to Pinchas. Not only did he own that aspect of life, but he is also able, because of that, to give back life. Eliyahu HaNavi did an act of Tchiyas HaMeisim by the son of the Isha HaTzafathis. He had the power of life. And in Mirza Shambekorov, he'll also do that. Chiyas amazing boy, the Eliyahu Zochalotov, says the Mishnah in Soita. Chiyas amazing in the future will come through Eliyahu HaNavi, because this is Pinchas. So Pinchas had within him that power of life because he saved their lives. But Bemis, there's a deeper explanation, also brought down in Oyev Yishi. The famous Braisa of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir, which the Mesillas Yeshoyim was written on, finishes with the words, Kedusha mevio le'diroach ha'kodesh. Kedusha can bring, when a person reaches the level of Kedusha, he can reach the next level of Ruach HaKodesh, the Ruach HaKodesh mevio lidei tchias amesim. And then a person has got Ruach HaKodesh, he can come to the level of tchias amesim. Says the Mesillas Yeshorim, after he explained the myths of Kedusha, he says, how does it work? What's the dynamics? Mishom yale el male gevoya yoise. From there, after the myth of Kedusha, he can go to an even higher level. Which is Ruach HaKodesh. That means, what is Ruach HaKodesh? That a person's thinking will be higher beyond the bounds of normal human limits. His dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu could reach such high levels that he can even get the key of Tchias HaMesim. As it was given to Eliyahu and Elisha. Shehuma Shemoira. Why? Because if a person with Ruach HaKodesh, after Kedusha to Ruach HaKodesh, Shemoira al ha'oitzem his dakus bo yisborach. Because that will show how intensely a person is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebiyois hu yisborach shmoi mekor hachayim. And just like the Rebbeinu Shloilom is of course the source of all life, hanoisen chayim l'chachay, the one who bestows life to all people, hinei adevek bo yisborach dveikus gomo, therefore someone who clings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely, which is achieved by this level of Kedusha, hu mash yisyachas lo yiprat yoisem in hakol kemosh kusavti, he will be able to draw down even the flow of life, of chayim. And that's why the Mishnah says, Kedusha mevi lidei Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach HaKodesh mevi lidei Tchias HaMesim. As I state in the Mesillas Yeshorim, that a person, Ruach HaKodesh, is so, clings so strongly to the Rebbeinu Shloilom, that just like HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochel, gives life, this tzaddik can also be Mechai Mesim. Now, as we discussed, the Mesillas Nefesh of Pinchas was for the sake of Kedushas Yisrael. Zimri was doing something which was totally opposite of Kedushas Yisrael. The Maaseh of Zimri was mamish the opposite of Kedushas Yisrael. And that Kedushas Yisrael, that Avas Yisrael, Avas Hashem, burned so strongly by Pinchas, that's why he killed Zimri. So that's what showed what a tremendous high level of Kedusha he felt, and he was able to be moishach, to draw himself towards the flow of life from the Rebbeinu Shloilom, which would explain as well why Pinchas was zoicha to this long life. The Rishi adds to this that it could be that for this reason Eliyahu, the Malach HaBris, is present at every single Bris Mila. Because the Gemara says, Posuk, ki holecha haragnu kol hayoim, refers to Bris Mila. Posuk, yeah, we're killing ourselves each day for Bris, it speaks about Bris Mila. That implies that every Maisa Bris Mila creates a danger of life, but Klal Yisrael are being Moisa Nefesh to be Mekayim that Mitzvah, which implants in the baby, of course, Kedushas Yisrael. That's what Bris Mila does. So this Mesiras Nefesh, which we do for the sake of Kedushas Yisrael, creates an Hashpah of Chaim, as the Mesiras Yisrael said. And the Shliach to deliver that Chaim to the baby that is not in Sakona is Eliyahu HaBris, is Pinchas, because he has within him this Koyach HaChaim for the whole of Klal Yisrael. Pinchas was stuck a zoicha to long life. He was also zoicha to Kohuna. He became a Koyach. Now how does that come about? Yeah. Even if the killing of Zimri was a tremendous mitzvah, then how can that create Kohuna? After all, we know there is a Seder in Kohuna. Kohuna comes from a father who is a Kohen who comes to the father from his Kohen. Yeah. And when we know that once the Kehanim were appointed during the Yeshivat Yemei Miluim, and Pinchas was not amongst them, so there can only a Choyer be a Kohen by being born from a Kohen, which wasn't the case by Pinchas. So how was Pinchas Zoicha to Kohuna? So Shimshon Pinchas explains beautifully. He says, if you got a tree, then of course the tree, the roots of the tree, receive their chiyus, their life from the soil. And the trunk will get its chiyus from the roots, and the branches from the trunk, and the fruits from the branches. So even though ultimately, of course, that means that the fruits get their chiyus indirectly from the soil, yeah, but in reality you would be jumping stages, And to say that the fruit is yoinik from the soil is really not correct. The fruit is yoinik from the branch. The branch from the trunk and the trunk from the roots. He says, a person who learns Torah is yoinik from his Rebbe, who was yoinik from his Rebbe, who in turn was yoinik from his Rebbe, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was yoinik the Torah from the Rebbeinu Shleilom. So when we learn Torah, basically, of course, we are yoinik from the Rebbeinu Shleilom ultimately. But really, it would be wrong to say that. The same thing as the fruit from the soil. If it's pshat that we are yoinik from our Rebbe, so the tree, eventually, back to the Rabbeinu Shleilom. Says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, the same is true about Kahuna. The Seder which HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up is like this. You get a tree, just like the tree. There are roots and branches. And each Kohen who is born is yoinik only from its nearest source, who will be his father, who in turn will get it passed from the source to him, and back from his father, etc. Yeah. But, says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, it is shayach in certain circumstances to skip the intermediate stages and take the yenika straight from the root. Says that was the case of Pinchas. He was stuck a Talmid of Moshe Rabbeinu, and generally his yenika would come from Moshe Rabbeinu. However, Chazal tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu at this stage nisalma mimenu halacha. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the halacha at this stage. He forgot nisalma mimenu halacha, and Pinchas brought it back. So the shaila is, where did Pinchas get it from? If Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know it, where was the yoinik from? He couldn't be yoinik it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Actually, Chazal said that the halacha says, go call Bechiyov, and Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't know it. Everybody started crying because nobody remembered it. All the Talmidim from Moshe Rabbeinu had forgotten it because that yoinik came from Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could Pinchas know it? Says Rav Shimshon Pinkus that sometimes in very rare cases, it's possible to skip over the nearest source and go straight to the root. This Avas Yisrael, Avas Hashem, which Pinchas displayed here, helped that he could go straight. He got his knowledge straight from the Rebbeinu Shleilom. He was yoinik from the Mekor. He was in his kanoas from Ankvoit, Kedushas Hashem, Yisrael. He was skipped Moshe Rabbeinu and went straight to the Mekor HaTorah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told him. Kaina de egrisa, you lave parmalaka. If you read the letter, you got the letter that was written to you. Kedush Baruch Hu sent that letter to you. You've got to answer it. You've got to read it. So therefore, because he managed to go straight to the root, skipping the intermediate stages, he was midah keneged midah, he was zoich, that he was yoinik from the same shoresh that Aaron got from the Rebbeinu Shleilom. And with that we can understand another, something possible, probably have to finish off with that. It's clear from the psukim that Pinchas wasn't just an only kohen, he was also a kohen gadol. And Chazal tell us all this, ene klich, the shmoine, or shmoine esra, or shmoinim, ene klich, by kohanim gedolim, doing by zrishen, and all of that in by Sheni. Where did that come from? So Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, Chesalik Levocha, says something beautiful. He says, we find from different places that the term Godoil means someone or something which is independent. For example, the Gemara Bava Metzia defines a cotton as someone who's somuch al shulchan acherim. That's a cotton. A Godoil is ene somuch al shulchan acherim. He doesn't need that. He is not soymech on the shulchan acherim. The Gemara actually says that even a child under bar mitzvah, if he's got his own source, then his own mekoy, then he's considered a godel. Similarly, the sun which got projects his own light, is called the ma'or ha-godel. And the moon, which is dependent on the life on the earth, is called ma'or ha-kotem. Godel refers to someone who is independent, who gets his source from itself, as it basically says. So the mele Pinchas, who wasn't yoinik his kahuna from his father and his grandfather. He was yoinik straight from the Rebbeinu Shleilom. He's the Godoil. So he was zoichet to become the Kohen Godoil, rather than the Kohen Hedyot. The Shemishmol says the same thing, basically. That's why we find that the Kohen Godoil, the Kohen Hedyot, is allowed to be metame lekroivim. A Kohen Godel is not allowed to be metame lekroivim. Says, what's nafkamina? Says the Shemishmol, possible, because the Kohen, the Din Kohen, comes from his father, from his kroivim. So mainly can be metame to his kroivim. But the Din Kohen Godel, that doesn't necessarily come from his father. That doesn't come necessarily from Yerushalayim. It could come anybody. So mainly he can go to the kroivim. That same idea. Coming to the near the end of our stay in Manchester, Mitzvah, everybody should go to Eretz Yisrael soon. Yeah. I mean, that's to save you asking and me answering all the time. We are not yet going, not necessarily going tomorrow. We're going soon, Mitzvah. Don't know exactly yet when. But hopefully after Tisha B'Av sometime, possibly. But I want to thank Manchester Bechlal for being the town they are. Gewaltige, we were here for 32 years or so, and Baruch Hashem, the welcome and the Sira people were here. Manchester is tremendous. The Ava and the Achva between Kreisdorf and Yidin in Manchester is Gewaltig, Mayadik. Very grateful. Very grateful to everybody, David, for Menachem David, and others for giving the opportunity to speak in the Torah way, for the Torah way Bechlal. It made Manchester imamish in the Torah Dika town. It was, I remember when I came to Yeshiva all those years back, and I don't even tell you how long ago that was. It was more than 50 years ago. We looked down on, I didn't know anything out of Amsterdam, but the English people looked down on Manchester, on Mecunians. They were a little village, they were insignificant. And today, Baruch Hashem, when I moved from Gateshead here, the Gateshead Rosse Goyne Woche told me, ich halt as Manchester is the biggest Torah Dika town in England, after Gateshead. Yeah, I don't know. God, yeah. Gewaltig, Baruch Hashem. I want to tell you, setting up here L'chaim, that reminded me of Finnish office that reminded me of what Richard Pesach Kohn told me. I'm not sure it's in his books or not. He told me when he was here in Manchester. He says it was, I think he said it was Rav Bulman, one of the Talmidim of Rav Hutner. When he moved to Eretz Yisrael, he went to Sich Verzegen and he went to Rav Hutner to say bye-bye. Rav Hutner says, oh, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, we have to drink L'chaim. Yeah, that's where Menachem David gets it from. Yeah, drink L'chaim. So he sat down for a L'chaim. So Rav Hutner told him, you should know that usually when we drink a L'chaim, we say the neshama should have an aliyah. I wish you that your aliyah should have a neshama. And the pshat is, I tell you, the pshat is in the Finnish office that takke. That's Wolfson, Moshe Wolfson, Zayn Gesund, Mashkir, and Toy Vadas. He writes, he says, I've got two items in my garden made out of wood. A table and a tree. He says, the table stays a table, doesn't change, it remains what it is all the time. And the tree grows and springs and produces fruit. He says, what's enough coming in between the two? They're both made out of wood. He says, pshat is poshut. The tree, the table is on the ground, and the tree is yoinik from the ground. He says, when you people go to Eretz Yisrael, you got people who stay the same. They stay on the ground, they walk in Eretz Yisrael, but they don't take part of Eretz Yisrael. Someone who wants to grow should be yoinik from Eretz Yisrael. Should be like the tree and grow from Eretz Yisrael. And that's hopefully, that's some part in what Hufnehutner said, that the Aliyah should have a neshama, that it should be a neshama, like the neshama stays for life forever, that the Yenike should be strong forever. May we be zoiche that the Rachman and Yishlach lono is Eliyahu Yizachor Latoiv, we was alone with Seir Estoiv, is Yeshua is in Echomois, and the Nevuah which come from Hine Anoichi Shaleach Lachem, as Eliyahu Novi Lifnei Bayoim, Hashem Agodor Anoiro, Veheshif Leif Oves Al Bonim, Veleif Bonim Al Avoisom, Nevuk be Yimetz Hashem, Shvi Gugula Kroibu will come to Eliyahu Novi, Pinchas or not, he should come in Yimetz Hashem.